Madison Mayor Paul Soglin this week. Kathleen Falk, the regional director of the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, says there is no longer a need for the temporary shelters that church and local government groups were offering to refurbish in Milwaukee and Madison. Last month, it seemed possible that as many as 300 children might be coming to Wisconsin. But Falk says many of the children have found temporary shelter with local sponsors nearer the border while immigration courts process them for temporary asylum or deportation. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss spoke out strongly against housing the children in Wisconsin, and Governor Scott Walker expressed concern the children would be a drain on the state's social service programs. But Mayor Soglin and Milwaukee Catholic Charities Director Father David Bergner both offered sites in their cities for the children to stay. The letter from Kathleen Falk says the situation at the border is fluid and it's possible the flow of immigrant children could increase again. But for now, those that have come will remain in communities near the border. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.